Tonight, we're going to have a prayer meeting, and we do various prayer meetings at different times throughout the year in special ways. Every Wednesday, just about every Wednesday, we have a very significant portion of time. We try to set that aside for prayer as a congregation in many ministries. We try to make it such a priority, and we're going to take tonight and the next two Sunday nights in this month. We're between the summer ministries and the beginning of fall ministries, and we're going to pray and ask the hand of God. A number of years ago, I was telling our deacons when we touched base earlier before the service tonight, about many years ago when for the first time we made Wednesday night prayer ministry, and this is over on Dabney Drive, so you all old timers know this. For the first time, we had a prayer meeting. I mean, a real prayer meeting. And we really prayed and spent the whole time in prayer. And oh, there were some people upset with me. They were upset. What are you doing praying? We're supposed to have preaching. I understand that. So you're telling me that we shouldn't pray too much? Well, I'm not saying we shouldn't pray too much. Now, how many of you know that at Stanley Heights, we understand the ministry of the preaching of the word? Boy, if you're here regularly, now if you're not here, I'm sorry, you're missing it. But if you're here regularly, you're going to get a handling of the scripture. If you come to our services, if you come to your adult Bible class, if you're an adult, if you're a child, your children's Sunday school, you're going to get a tremendous, I think, well-balanced overall ministry of the word. But what we're going to do tonight and the next two Sunday nights is we're going to build on the ministry of the preached word, and we're going to pray together, really applying and seeking the Lord. We'll try to do each of these in a different way, each of these ministries in a different way, and we're going to work over the last number of Sundays. We have looked at these three pictures worth 10,000 words in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And so we're going to pray through these things. In the old days, I'd give you a handout, and still I give you handouts regularly. But tonight, what I will do is everything will be projected, and it'll guide you as we pray. We'll have men leading us at different times. We'll open the scriptures, and we'll pray together, and we'll seek the Lord. So let's take our scriptures and open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I will remind you that the Lord Jesus Christ said this. His disciples were sent on a ministry, and he had sent them out before, and they had had power over demons. And there was one that they couldn't cast the demon out of this one, and they came to the Lord, and they said, "Now, Lord, would you explain to us why we couldn't cast out that demon?" And the Lord Jesus said to the disciples, "This kind cometh not but by," do you remember what he said? "By what? Prayer and fasting." So there are some things that only happen with spiritual power. And when we pray, we are telling the Lord that we realize that there are some things that only happen with spiritual power. So you have opened your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We're going to read together aloud as a congregation, beginning in verse 6, and then we will read through verse 9. And I'll tell you what, you've been seated for a while. How about if you stand with me, and we will read this portion of Scripture aloud. Here we go, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, lifting our voices as we read the Scripture, beginning in verse 6. "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building." So let's tonight, as we go to this time when we'll be praying in different ways, let's commit it to the Lord and asking him to lead. All right, Lord, we are coming as people that are desirous of your working. We are coming with humility, and we are coming at the very same time in faith, anticipating that you delight in hearing the prayers of your people. And so it is with this burden before us that we come. And I pray that it would be, as I asked our deacons to pray with us, that it would be, this time would be led of your Holy Spirit. And it is our prayer that you would help our young people to get an understanding and get a vision for the reality of spiritual warfare, and that we come in your power and in the name of the one who has conquered death and the one who is resurrected and the one who tells us that all power is given to me in heaven and earth. And we come in his name tonight, and we ask it in Jesus' name then. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Well, we have learned in this passage of 1 Corinthians that there are three pictures that describe what God is doing in our church and what God is doing in the world. The first of those is the picture that we'll consider tonight. It's the picture of farming. The key phrase you find about in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. The key phrase is this. In fact, say it with me. It comes right out of 1 Corinthians 3, 9. Let's say it. For we are laborers together with God. And as we open the scriptures together, we remember, and God told us and shared with us, that he is working in the world. It is his nature to work in the world. And God then, as he's working in the world, does a work in people like you and people like me. And he brings us to be a partner with him in his work. And then he brings us to be partners together with one another and with him in his work. And so we took, when we opened this scripture, there were six principles of farming God's field. And what I've done tonight is I have broken these six principles into different sections, and I have taken the principle and I've taken it and turned it from a principle into a prayer request. So if you'll look on the screen that's before you, the principle first is a diversity of people and gifts, as the Apostle Paul described it for us in verse 6 of 1 Corinthians 3. And it reminds us that when God does a work, God does so with different people with different gifts. How many of you are glad that not everybody in this congregation is just like you? How many of you are glad that not everybody in this congregation is like the person that's sitting close to you? You had nervous laughter there, right? Aren't you glad that God in his wisdom brings different people with different gifts to do different functions so that his work gets done? In verse 6, the Apostle Paul spoke of himself and of Apollos. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Remember the two men, how different their ministries were, yet God blessed both of their ministries within that congregation at Corinth. And I know in our adult Bible class today, our teacher is Brother Phil Harris, and then one of the young men that we are developing as a teacher today was Garrison Snow, his day. And there was this list of spiritual gifts, and as I listened to those two men teach us the Bible, I was reminded again of, rather than look around and say, well, why doesn't everybody have a gift like mine, to be so glad that not everybody's the same, but we're all different. And revel in the uniqueness of each individual and the contribution that each individual can make as laborers together with God. And then you'll notice there's another request, a prayer point. It's submission to God's purposes. So that reminds us in verse 8 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. So that it's not that the planter is needed and the water isn't, or the water is needed and the planter isn't, but all of us are unique, And all of us have a role to play at different times and different ways, but all of us have the same desire to be part of what God is doing as he's farming in his field. So as we pray tonight, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have one of our men, one of our deacons, Ron Benneke, is going to come. He's going to lead us in prayer for this prayer point. And normally when we pray, we have our eyes closed, and that's fine. But go ahead and take a sneak peek up at the projection there. And as he leads us, and come on up, Brother Ron, as he leads us in prayer fellowship, let's all go to the Lord and take these requests to the Lord on behalf of Stanley Heights Baptist Church. Brother Ron.
Dear Father, we want to thank you so much for all of your goodness and your grace that you've shown and given here at Stanley Heights Baptist Church, and how you bring us together as one, as a team. And we thank you for the diversity, for the different people that come and are ministered to here at this church. We thank you, Lord, that it doesn't matter what our background is or our culture or our race, but we are all together in the body of Christ. There is only one purpose, and that is the cause of Christ. And so we thank you that we can take our eyes off of what we look like or where we've come from or even how we act differently in our personalities. We take our eyes off of the differences that we have, and we put them on you and know that as you prayed that they all may be one, so we might become one in our hearts and melded together in our purpose so that your purposes, your will might be done in our lives. We want all things to work together for good, and so we realize that can only take place as we do it according to your purpose. And as we reach out and witness and testifying to the world around us, help us not to have any kind of prejudice. May we not ever get into discriminating against people because of anything that they might have done or anything that they might have have in their lives, but instead that we might be able to reach out to them with the precious gospel of Christ and they'd be saved. We know you're not willing that any should perish, and so help us to reach out to all people of all nationalities and all cultures and all races. And I pray, Lord, that as we seek to witness to an entire world, that we would send missionaries and even ourselves be available to witness to each and every person, whether they come out of the gutter or whether they come out of the business world or whether they come out of a family that is broken or whether they come out of a situation that is so poor and needy. Whatever the situation is, Lord, may we not put our eyes on that, but instead put our eyes on the possibility that this person might be going to hell if they don't accept Christ as Savior, and then be able to witness of the grace of God, and may they be born again. Give us the power and the Holy Spirit to overcome any prejudice in our church, any divisions, and may we be one, unified together in heart. And I pray, dear Father, that as our pastors lead, that you might bless them with that vision to be able to bring all people of all nations together under Christ. And that for an eternity we might have that joy, that beauty of heaven as our home. And rejoicing together, I mean holding hands and putting our arms around each other and loving each other as you want us to. And not in selfishness and not in pride. And I pray, O Lord, that this church would never be known as a white church or as a southern church or as a divided church, as a church that discriminates. Oh, no, Lord, may it never even be thought of in our hearts. Take it away from us, Lord, that we might look to reach every single person the same and that we might welcome them in the same. And even if they're caught up in the strongholds of Satan and addictions, that we'd still put our arms around them and love them and bring them into the body and encourage them and edify them like we're supposed to do in the body. We thank you for all the gifts that you give and how each one is part of that body, and as a joint, as a person that contributes, that we'd give that which you've given us to use for your honor and glory, to edify each other and build each other up and become one together in strength. And as a team and an army go forward, I pray, O Lord, that not one of us would look to have our way in our selfishness, but instead look to you and your unification of our church and our purposes and goals. May the priority be Christ, always and only in our hearts and lives. We ask in Jesus' sweet name, amen.
Amen. Well, the next requests that we'll pray for come from three different principles of farming in God's field. The third principle that we learned was the necessity of partnership. So that there is an awful lot of work and a lot of different people that have to go into making anything, certainly God's work, happen. And so God calls us into partnership. And then beside that partnership, there is the price of perspiration. How many of you, and really there are less and less of us as Americans that have been on farm, how many of you have either grown up on a farm or at some point spent time on a farm? All right. Now, you have had an experience that most of us as Americans have never had. I think it probably is better for all of us as Americans to have had experiences. In the ancient world, whether you were a farmer or not, it was still an agrarian society. Everybody understood farming. Even if you lived in the most sophisticated city, like Corinth was one of the most sophisticated cities of the ancient world. If you lived in Corinth, you still understood farming because everybody understood it. The culture was based in farming. And you all that have worked on a farm and lived on a farm and experienced the farm life, you understand that farm life is work. It's a different kind of work than other kinds of work, but you better believe the farm life is work. And then there's another principle, and that is the promise of payoff. So that the Apostle Paul reminds us, chapter 3, verse 8, the latter part of verse 8, that every man shall receive his own reward according to his labor. And you know, you can believe that God is a God that knows your stewardship of what he has placed in your life. And you better believe you'll get the reward you deserve, whatever that is, according to your stewardship of what he's given you. So there are three requests that we've brought these into. We're going to have one of our deacons will come, Philip Harris, is going to lead us in prayer about these requests. The three that are there is a recognition of the role of partnership. I'm amazed how many times people say, well, you know, if I would have just known that you know what? And then what they don't know is it's been in the bulletin for 3 weeks. If I would have just known, if you just read your bulletin, well, I was waiting on some, no, wait a minute, it's right there. Or if you see a need, what can I do to help? How can I step in? That's one of the ways you grow in life is you see a need and you anticipate a need and you help meet the need. And realize that if it doesn't happen with people like you, it's not going to happen. We all do it together. And then we're praying for the willingness to work for the Lord in the local church. And then we're praying in anticipation of the reward. We don't do what we do for the reward, but God is faithful to give his reward. So Brother Phil's going to come and lead us to the throne of grace.
Fathers, we come before you and thank you for the chance to work with you, Lord, that you have allowed us to be a partner with you in the work that you have for us. Lord, that you've given us abilities and jobs to do. I pray that you might help us to be faithful to do that work for your name. Lord, we pray specifically at this time for recognition of partnerships. And Lord, we know that we cannot do these things on our own, not without you, Lord, not without others that you've put in the right places, that we can come alongside and work together to accomplish your work, Lord, as small groups, Lord, as a body, as a worldwide church body, Lord, that we can come together and do the work that you've called us to do. Lord, I pray that you might help our eyes to be open to see the need to work together, to work harmoniously, just to come together and to do your work, Lord, that we don't try to make it all about us and the abilities you've given us, but that we might come together with others around us and work together as a partnership, Lord, whatever part we may be able to play, that we might play the part that you've given us and that we might just come together and do the work with others. Lord, we also think of just the willingness to work. And work is difficult, work is hard, and yet you've called us to do a work for you. I pray that you might help us to be willing, Lord, whatever the cost may be, Lord, whether it be time or effort, money, Lord, other things, that we might just be willing to do it and to put our hands to the plow and to do what you've called us to do. Lord, I pray that you might just help us to do that and to do it right here where we are. Lord, we're here in a church tonight. Lord, I pray that we might be able to see the opportunities around us to do your work and that we might just grab those and take those and get them done. Lord, whatever you have for us, that we might be willing to do it. And Lord, we also think of the reward that you've promised us. Lord, we just thank you that we can get a reward, Lord, that as faithful servants we can have that reward and we can bring it to you and use that to glorify you. And Lord, I pray that we might never lose sight of the reward that's in front of us, that you've promised us. But Lord, on the flip side of that, a good laborer gets a good reward. Lord, one who doesn't do a good labor, Lord, receives a just reward as well. And I pray that you might help to use that to motivate us, that we might want to be good laborers, and that we might be willing to work, Lord, that we might be willing to work with others around us and doing all those things to accomplish the work that you have for us, and to do your will and to glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.
So the Apostle Paul writes in verse 7 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, "So then neither is he that planteth anything, or neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase." And we're praying tonight for a dependence on God's power for fruit. Is it appropriate to ask God to produce spiritual fruit? Is it self-serving to ask him to manifest his work by producing in a congregation spiritual fruit? I don't think so. Now, the motive, we all have to check our motive. But you'll notice there it's projected for you. I very briefly mentioned in the ministry of the word, these are six dimensions of fruit that God produces that the scriptures identify. God formed character, of course, is the fruit of the Spirit. It is the manifestation in a person's life when the Spirit of God is given control. Holiness, generosity, praise to the Lord, the fruit of good works, souls won to Christ. All of these are manifestations of God's working. But please understand, and all of us need to remember, and it's why we're praying. And that is, unless God does it, it doesn't happen. Now, even in the flesh, you can gin up a lot of things, but it doesn't have eternal impact. It doesn't last. And I know that your heart for the Lord is for God to produce fruit. And so we're going to pray to that end. Brother Tom Hale is going to come and lead us in prayer. And let's ask God to prove himself faithful and true and bring forth the increase by his power. Brother Hill, would you come and lead us in prayer?
Father, we come before you tonight humbly, and we humbly acknowledge our dependence upon you, Lord, upon your power in our lives, your power in our church, and Lord, yielding ourselves daily to let you do the work in us and through us, Lord. And you say in your word, Lord, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it, Lord. Our works are useless. Our works are futile if we don't let you do the work. And Lord, we need you so desperately. to work in our lives. When we think about our own character, our own personal integrity, just being men and women of God and allowing you to conform us, transform us to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, and our own personal holiness, Lord. You said as we Pastor read this morning, be ye holy for I am holy. And we need to have a standard of holiness in our lives, Lord, and let that shine forth to the world, to the lost, and may they see you in us. And Lord, as we think about our own generosity, Lord, as you bless us with finances, you bless us with health, you bless us with so many things, and may we always be faithful to be generous to others and be generous in our own lives, Lord. If we see a need that needs to be met, may you allow us to meet it, Lord, through the generosity of our church. As we think about missions, as we think about our own giving, Lord, may we always be people of generosity. And then as our own praise, Lord, we have so many things to praise you about, and our salvation, our abilities to be used of you, to serve you. Lord, we just ask that we'd always be full of praise for what you are doing in our lives and in our church. And we think back through the years how you've used us as people, you've used our church, Lord, and just so many things we can praise you about. And our hearts are full of praise tonight for you and for who you are in our lives. And then being a people of good works and evidence of our own faith, Lord, doing those things that please you, just being a blessing to others, Lord, as you give us opportunity to help others. Lord, just help us to be always doing those things that seek to build others up and seek to further your kingdom. Lord, we as we also think about just souls, Lord, that's why we're on this earth. It's the commission you gave us to go forth and teach all nations, Lord, and even in our own lives, our own discipleship efforts, Lord, and seeking to win others, Lord, every day. Put people in our path that we can win to Christ and be faithful with the opportunities you give us to be that witness you'd have us to be. Lord, just thank you so much for the power that you give, Lord. We don't want to do anything in our strength, but in the power of Almighty God, how we pray that you would pour out your power in our lives and on our church. And Lord, we just thank you for your word and for what we are able to pray through your word tonight, Lord. We ask all this in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Remember the key point to all of this is we are laborers together with God. It's the word synergy. And when you look up synergy, Google synergy sometime. You'll find it in the business community. You'll find it in the science community. And I gave you the acronym there. Team. Together, everyone accomplishes more. It means that as an individual, there are things you can accomplish and you can accomplish and you can accomplish and you can accomplish and you can accomplish. But when we come together, so much more can be done. And that's really when the scriptures, we are laborers together. It's one term in the Greek language. It is, synergeo. It doesn't mean anything to you, but here's what it is in English, synergy. And so I challenged you with three partnering relationships, and I'm going to point two of these out to you, and then Pastor Alexander is going to come, and he's going to pray about this and lead us in prayer. But I want you to take right now stock in your own relationships. I want you to ask God, as you're praying here, whatever your age, about your relationship with God personally. Where are you in your relationship with God, really? And ask God to search your heart. And then the next relationship of the three that Pastor Alexander is going to pray about is your relationship with people individually. Remember, the church at Corinth, one of the ways that you knew they were controlled by carnal people is because they couldn't get along. And my friend, if you have a relationship problem with somebody else, maybe you need to stop and say, God, would you help me if the problem's me to address it? And if there's a question, would you give me the faith to believe you and your word and go to that person and make sure there's nothing between you and that brother or sister in the Lord? So Pastor Alexander is going to come and pray, and let's ask the Lord to search our hearts.
Father, we continue in prayer tonight, thanking you for your word and for the truth that we have heard and continue to hear. We thank you that you have given us this truth, that on our own we are limited, but together, and especially as we partner with you, we tap into great power. We thank you, even as we've been studying in our adult Bible classes about the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us and the synergy there is there and the power we have. Lord, I pray that tonight, as we look at these relationships that we have, that we would understand our need of your help and our need of your people as we labor together. Lord, that our relationships matter, that this is not just something that we all do on our own. As we think primarily of our relationship with you personally, Lord, that each of us would not just be content to name the name of Christ and to be known as a Christian, but to know you personally, Lord, which is the goal of our Christian life, is to know you and to enjoy you forever. Lord, as we seek to look more like Jesus, may we not be content just to have reached a certain level in people's eyes, just to have certain respect and ways that people look at us and ways they think of us, but may our relationship with you be grounded in truth and be motivated by a desire to know you more, that we would not become complacent, that we would not think that we have gone far enough, but that we would continue to seek after you until the day that either Christ comes back or you take us home to be with you. Lord, may it be a relationship motivated by our love for you. May we be sensitive and aware of your power or the lack thereof in our life as we maintain this relationship. And Lord, as I think of relationships with others, we realize that everything that happens of significance in this world is done through relationships. This is how we share the gospel. This is how we raise children. This is how we impact other people for Christ. This is how we disciple and how we seek to make a difference on this world. Lord, it's all through relationships. And so I pray that we would not neglect these relationships, that we would realize that our mark as disciples that you told us, that people would know that we are your disciples by our love one for another. And so I pray that that love would increase and abound, that we would see beyond personal differences, we would see beyond petty disagreements, that nothing would hinder our relationship with you, Lord, as I've been so often reminded, that if we're not right one with another, then truly we're not right with you, Lord. May we, as we learn in 1 John, Lord, love our brother, which we have seen, so then we can truly testify that we love you, our God, who we cannot see. Lord, give us opportunities to impact each other, Lord, that we would be in edifying relationships. This is why you have us here, to continue to touch, to encourage, to strengthen, to challenge one another. Lord, help us to be burdened in that way and to have eyes to see beyond ourselves and to see the needs. And may our relationships truly make a difference in this world. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Would you stand with me then? And I want to just share the last one and I'll close our service in prayer. Standing together, the third partnering relationship is your relationship to your church corporately. And I wonder about your partnership if you're not a member of a local body, about membership and involvement. You know whose church this is? It's the Lord's church. It's not the preacher's church. And I'm very careful about this, and this is very common nomenclature, and please understand that I'm not critical of anybody that says this, but I never, never, can I say that again? Never, and you watch, I'll do it this week, and God will, but I never call Stanley Heights Baptist Church my church. It's not mine. It's ours, I share responsibility. You share responsibility. You share responsibility. You share responsibility. We all share responsibility. It's the Lord's church, and we're part of it, your relationship to your church. Then there's a partnership in ministry with one another. It's one of my favorite things to do is, I mean, there's a lot of things that the nature of what I do I have to do alone, but I'd much rather do it with you, grow with you, and share it with you. And then there's the partnership of ministry to one another. And I wonder about, if you're a selfless person who is looking for how you can serve and help others and build something that God is doing, or if you're consumed with yourself and what it's doing for you, what you'll find is if you give yourself to serve and love others, you know what God will do in return? He'll reward you and bless you. How many of you know an amen to that one? So let's say together 1 Corinthians 3:9. I'll start it. You'll finish it with me. Are you ready? For we are laborers together with God. We'll pray. Lord, we are grateful to you that you are working. You don't have to, but you choose to work in the world and in us. We thank you that you are laboring in the world and working in the world. You are bringing us to labor with one another. And God, as we've prayed tonight, we ask that you would hear our prayer. And you would hear the prayers of this assembly, your people, who have called upon you tonight. And we ask, oh God, that your will would be done in earth as it is in heaven. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God's blessings as you go to the mission field he has for you this week.